Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
701 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. We have Rob Cherry in the updates. You guys with us. 888-729-9494. Pound 9494. That is how you hop on. And we got a lot to get into tonight. A Clearwater check-in. You'll hear from Jake Arrieta later in the show. Bryce Harper later in the show. And Joe Girardi heaping praise on one of the more significant veterans on this team. That's all coming up later in the show. We will replay for you in its entirety Howie Roseman this morning on with Angela. And Howie's doing quite a media tour. Yesterday, he had the appearance at the Combine. Today, he was on with Angela. Today, he also made some time for Pro Football Talk Live. He made time for Colin Cowherd's show. I mean, Howie Roseman is just all over the place. We'll bring you Howie with Angela earlier today. And we'll get to a very important question. I think a soul-searching question about my Philadelphia sports fandom tonight. We'll do that in a little bit here. As I need permission. I need you guys to help me. I'm in a weird place right now when it comes to one of our teams. So we'll get to all that. But I want to start with the Eagles and Howie Roseman and something he said this morning. And really, it's a continuation of the last couple years of how they're building this football team. And I think they're missing the bigger picture. So Howie Roseman today, and he had a lot to say, and had I thought it was a good spot with him and Angela this morning. But one of the things that was asked, and it was a good question by Angela, but and I didn't know where Howie would go with the answer. Kind of a simple question, but one GMs usually dance around. And the idea of the question was basically, look, Howie, what's your biggest need? What are you going to do? What's the plan here as you head into the offseason? And Howie Roseman, without hesitation, stayed pretty on brand for himself and the Eagles he is creating around his quarterback. Here is Howie Roseman this morning.
You know, I think that our quarterback, you look at it, and the most important thing first and foremost is protecting him, right? Uh-huh. Making sure that we protect him. And then after you get that settled, and, we put a lot of resources into our offensive line, which is always going to happen. It's important. We had eight guys start a game on our offensive line last year. And that's a lot of guys. It's a lot of players. And then after that, we want to make sure that he's surrounded by playmakers, that we don't look back on Carson's career and feel like, this guy didn't have the help at all times necessary to try to be at his best. And you saw some of that the last 2 years. 2 years ago, we went and drafted Dallas in the second round. Last year, we drafted Miles and JJ in the second round. So, we got to continue to make sure that he has weapons at his disposal, assuming that the offensive line's taking care of first. And that's always going to be a priority for us.
That is always going to be a priority for us. Weapons at Carson Wentz's disposal, offensive line, it's all about Carson Wentz. That's what I took out of that answer from Howie Roseman. And I don't believe that is the best way to build the Philadelphia Eagles. 888-729-9494. The Eagles' plan this offseason and every offseason should, yes, of course, include putting weapons around Carson Wentz. It's an offensive league. Yes, it should include protecting their franchise quarterback. Those things are a given. But the fact that that was the first and number one thought on Howie Roseman's mind misses the point entirely. The Philadelphia Eagles, with $40-something million in cap space and holes at defensive end, holes at linebacker, holes at safety, and massive holes at corner, should not strictly be looking here to build the best possible offense around Carson Wentz. The Philadelphia Eagles should be going into this offseason looking to build the best roster, the best football team, not just making Carson Wentz's life easier. Great quarterbacks, and I'm told on a daily basis around here that Carson Wentz is a great quarterback. Great quarterbacks don't need everything in their favor. And I would argue the best quarterbacks in the league would rather some of the resources be allocated to the other side of the football to help the defense a little bit contain the other opponent. It's not fantasy football here. This can't just be about Carson Wentz. This has to be about the Eagles putting together the best possible team. Last year, the Philadelphia Eagles were 21st in the NFL in cap space allocated to defense. 21st. Only 11 teams allocated less money on the defensive side of the football than the Eagles. Last year, the Eagles' first three draft picks in a draft class that was dubbed as historic for defensive linemen, their first three picks, trade up for an offensive lineman, draft a running back, and draft a wide receiver, all with the idea of making Carson Wentz's life easier and better and giving him weapons. And Howie also said in that interview they don't want Carson's career to go by and him not have a lot of weapons and them to regret it. And I get all that. But I believe the Eagles have done a lot over the past couple years for Carson Wentz. They have drafted young offensive linemen. They have gone out and got him speed receivers every year. Now, it hasn't worked. They haven't found the one that sticks, but they're trying. Where they've neglected this football team is allocating significant resources to the defense over the past couple years. And you look at the teams that win. Look at the football teams out there that win. I'm going to go to the four teams that played in the championship games last year. And they all have something in common. They did not prioritize last offseason strictly making their quarterback's life easier. They did not. They prioritized making the best possible football team. The Kansas City Chiefs used their number one overall pick, or their number one first round pick, to trade for Frank Clark and then gave him over $100 million. Is he an offensive lineman? Nope. Is he a wide receiver? No, he's a defensive end. He's a pass rusher to help the defense because in turn, that made the Chiefs a more balanced and a better football team. The 49ers, armed with the number two overall pick in the NFL draft, did they go get an offensive lineman for Jimmy Garoppolo? Nope. Did they go get a wide receiver for Jimmy Garoppolo? No. They drafted a pass rusher in Nick Bosa. The Tennessee Titans, who it's going to be easy to forget, but they didn't make the AFC title game. Here's what they did for Marcus Mariota last offseason. They traded for the guy that eventually took his job in Ryan Tannehill. And you have the Green Bay Packers, who last year signed two legitimate pass rushers and used their first two draft picks on defensive players. The four teams standing at the end of the year, last offseason, they spent on defense, not prioritizing the development of their quarterback. Now, look, if you have a quarterback that's in his first or second year, that's got to be the priority. You have to make the development a priority. But I think Carson Wentz has graduated past that. Carson Wentz is not a baby anymore. And the last few games of the season, if anything, that should really push the Eagles to building the defense. I think Carson Wentz showed a lot at the end of last season. He showed he doesn't need a slew of Pro Bowlers out there to move the football. They had four consecutive 400-yard games of offense without any brand names at wide receiver. You know why? Because Carson Wentz played really well. And Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson made that thing go. 888-729-9494. Do you believe the number one priority this offseason should be to make Carson Wentz's life easier? Because that's what Howie Roseman said this morning. And I don't believe that's the right way to do this. I'm not sitting here telling you don't add a receiver. They certainly should. And I would draft one in a great draft class of receivers. But the priority this offseason should be the other side of the football. The Eagles have zero starting corners right now. They have a pass rush right now that desperately needs another guy in here. They have nothing at the linebacker position. And their safeties are in a flux because McLeod's a free agent. And Malcolm Jenkins, who knows? Who knows if Malcolm Jenkins is going to be back or what they're going to pay him and all that kind of stuff. They have to worry about the whole team, not just Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is going to be fine. Carson Wentz is a good quarterback. And when he is playing well, when Carson Wentz is accurate, the offense works. The offense moves. Doug Peterson has shown that over and over again, that this offense works. and they have never had a dynamic group of players here on offense with Doug. They've had better than they do right now. 2017 was deep and versatile, but they didn't have a dynamic group with, you know, the top 10 receiver and this and that. They didn't have that. And I look at the offense the way it is. Miles Sanders, Boston Scott, Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert, Greg Ward. Yes, you need more, but you have at least a foundation on offense right now. You have something that you ended the year with, that there's something there. On defense, I see very little there that's under the age of 30. Very little. 888-729-9494. Do you believe the Eagles should prioritize and make the number one priority this offseason making Carson Wentz's life easier? I don't. I think they have to start thinking about the football team, not just the quarterback that they've built this thing around. Like, great quarterbacks don't need everything catered for them. They prop up what they have, and you build the team around them. Tucker, what do you think?
I think Howie Roseman's right. I think the Eagles need to make Carson Wentz's life as easy as possible. And it's not because he's a bad quarterback, right? Like, Carson Wentz is a good to great quarterback, and the Eagles are going to go as far as Carson Wentz takes him, right? No other player on the Eagles roster can you say he's going to lift them. He's going to elevate them from being a 9-win team to a 10-win team to an 11-win team to a Super Bowl contender. Carson Wentz is the only guy on the 53-man roster right now that can do that.
Yeah, he's the quarterback.
Right. And if you look at the defensive side of the ball, they have players. Like, if you look at the Eagles' 2020 cap hits for this upcoming season, outside of Carson Wentz, 5 of the top 10 guys are on defense. Fletcher Cox, Malcolm Jenkins, who's probably going to get even more money than what he's due right now, Brandon Graham, Malik Jackson, Derek Barnett, like, they're all making big money. It's not like they've just decided they're not going to spend money at all. Like, they have decent players on that side of the ball, and Jim Schwartz has proven capable enough to get these guys to where they need to be at the end of the season. The Eagles' defense has outranked their offense 2 of the last 3 years. The Eagles' defense is perfectly fine. And if you look at why the Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year, it wasn't because Frank Clark dominated the line of scrimmage. It wasn't because Chris Jones had 4 sacks in the Super Bowl. It was because Patrick Mahomes could throw the ball 40 yards down the field to Tyreek Hill on a 3rd-and-20 to convert and go on and score the game-winning touchdown.
Right, but they had the same Patrick Mahomes the year before, and they couldn't get past the title game because they didn't have a defense. They built up the defense to a respectable level.
Well, they couldn't get past the title game because their high-priced defensive end jumped offside.
Right, and they got a better one this year. They got a guy in Frank Clark that's actually a game-changer. 888-729-9494. Howie Roseman on the morning show today made it crystal clear the number one priority for the Eagles is to make Carson Wentz's life easier. They've been doing that for years now. It's time to balance out this roster. It is time to also find help on defense. It can't all be about Carson Wentz. It cannot just be about offense, offense, offense. They have nothing at corner right now. They have very little to believe in at defensive line. Very little to believe in. Fletcher Cox is still very good. Brandon Graham is still good. Derek Barnett, the jury is still out. And beyond that, there's nobody here you feel like could become a premier pass rusher. Nobody. You know, Josh Sweat has a play every 2 weeks where I'm like, oh, there it is. I see it. And then he disappears. They need more on defense. And all they want to talk about is playmakers and making Carson Wentz's life easier. This is not fantasy football. This is the NFL. And I don't believe that strategy is the only way to build a winner. 888-729-9494. Hassan is in Strawberry Mansion. What's up, Hassan?
Not so much. Good evening. Good evening, Julia.
Good evening.
You know, I love how you pick apart Carson during the season. But until tonight, I didn't realize how much of a Carson hater you was, Julio. Like, to say that he doesn't need weapons and to bring up Kansas City and San Francisco, like they didn't just trade a second-round pick for a wide receiver, and Kansas City doesn't have a plethora of weapons to throw to, like Tucker just said. Like, the conversion of a 3rd-and-20 is what won that Super Bowl. Frank Clark was a good help. Yeah, he's an upgrade. But come on. The NFL today.
Yeah, I didn't say he doesn't need help, but that can't be the only priority. There's another side of the football here that it's like the Eagles don't consider existing anymore. It's all about Carson, all about offense. They need to fix the other side of the ball.
No, I hear you, but I feel more like we need secondary help, and we can address that further back in the draft. I feel like in my eyes, I believe corners and safeties are like running backs. You can fire one anywhere. Like, but all Carson has to believe in my eyes on offense, is Greg Ward and Miles Sanders. Other than that, and Eric, excuse me. But other than that, what does he have to go on? Like, who can you rely on? Alshon's about to be paid handsomely to do nothing next year. Deshaun, we hope he can play. Like, we got to go out there and get somebody we can hopefully depend on for the next 5 years to grow with Carson.
And I agree with that, Hassan. And look, I said it, I will draft someone in the first round. Hassan, I always appreciate the call. It's not about hating Carson Wentz. If anything, I'm giving the guy credit tonight. I don't think he needs three more wide receivers. I don't think the whole offseason, again, should be spent on offense. We just did this. We just last year, they said we have to make sure we have enough for Carson Wentz. And they went out, and day one last year of the legal tampering period, they traded for Deshaun Jackson. And then the draft rolled around in what was dubbed as an historic defensive line draft. And we watched them trade up for an offensive tackle. We watched them take a running back. We watched them take a wide receiver in the first two rounds. All this franchise has done now for at least the last 2 years is just pour every resource into the offensive side of the football. And when I hear Howie this morning say, our priority is protecting Carson and giving Carson weapons, I say to myself, what about the other side of the ball? What is the objective here, that Carson Wentz has great stats and the offense looks great in highlights, or is the objective to win football games? Because if the objective is to win football games, then I don't believe the number one priority this offseason for the Eagles should strictly be offense. They have to fix the other side of the ball and stop relying on Jim Schwartz to scheme his way around, you know, guys that aren't very good. And Hassan mentioned you can get corners and safeties late, but the Eagles can't. The Eagles cannot do that. They haven't been able to do it, whether it's Rasul Douglas or Avante Maddox or Sidney Jones. They have taken, you know, flyers on guys, second round, third round, fourth round, and none of them have become anything of significance. They're just, you know, they're just players. And once in a while they flash, but they're not of significance. When this whole free agency period and legal tampering opens, I hope the first three or four rumors around the Eagles are around defense and not around, oh, here we go again with offense. And, you know, it goes back to the Jason Peters thing, which we'll talk about tonight. The idea that Jason Peters could come back here potentially because he's a little bit better right now than Andre Dillard, maybe significantly better, whatever. But it's delaying the inevitable. Dillard's got to play. Dillard has to play. They drafted him in the first round last year. 888-729-9494. I don't believe that the number one priority for the Eagles this offseason should be to make Carson Wentz's life easier. I believe Carson Wentz showed last year he's good enough that if he is healthy and performing at a high level, the offense is going to work. It was not a bad offense on the stretch last year. In fact, it was the opposite. It was a productive offense with nobody. So they don't need name brand players to score points. They don't need name brand players to be a good offense. But I think we've balanced the scales so far the wrong way that we're just basically like, hey, Jim Schwartz, make something out of nothing every week. And then we'll yell about it when the other team scores 23 points. They have to have some balance here. It's okay to have defensive players. It's okay to bring in a young defensive player and help out that side of the football. Let's talk to Brennan in Newark. What's up, Brennan?
Hey, what's going on? I mean, I definitely agree that we need work on the defense, but I feel like most important is the offensive line. One more weapon at wide receiver. I'm comfortable with Miles Sanders, and then focus on the secondary. But I definitely don't want Jason Peters back. He's old. He's guaranteed to miss games. And what we need is five guys there. Maybe, you know, hopefully they stay healthy. Five guys in there to be strong and to keep Carson safe. Because for most of the year, he just looked shook up back there. He looked scared. And that's not – I mean, we need – that's what I think we need.
Well, you always need offensive linemen, but I think they've invested heavily in that, Brennan. I mean, they have Lane Johnson signed up long-term. They have Brandon Brooks on the biggest deal of a guard has ever had. They have Jason Kelce. They drafted a first-round tackle in Andre Dillard. I don't know how much more they could do on the offensive line other than bringing back Peters. I mean, what do we want them to do? They have three guys there that are making a ton of money and are, you know, star players.
Stay healthy, I guess.
Right, and that, Brad, that's always the hope. I mean, you need to keep these guys healthy. I just mean in terms of adding more players. Like, I wouldn't mind them taking another
just
offensive
lineman. Just one star wide receiver. One good wide receiver.
I hear you on that.
On the defense.
Okay, so the priority.
We need a deep threat. We need, half of these guys, we didn't even know who they were at the beginning of last season.
Well,
and now,
we didn't. Yeah, and you're right. Then they became the go-to guys. And Brandon, I appreciate the phone call. 888-729-9494. Do you believe the number one priority for the Eagles this offseason should be to make Carson Wentz's life easier? Because that is what the general manager said this morning right here on WIP. Protect Carson, give him weapons. That was the first thought he had when asked by Angelo what this offseason is about. That he expanded for 40 seconds before he even talked about the other side of the football. And I'm sitting there saying, what about defense? Does that not matter anymore? Does it not matter that you have zero under the age of 30 on this defense that you feel like could become a star, you feel good about moving forward? That doesn't concern anybody else. 888-729-9494. Do you believe the number one priority for the Eagles should be make Carson Wentz's life easier? I do not. It can't all be about Carson Wentz. It has to be about building the football team, a full football team, not just one side. It is not fantasy football. It is not Carson Wentz football. It is Eagles football. And if you do that, I think Carson Wentz will be happy. Because if the other team has, 24 or less points, 23 or less points, 20 or less points, he's going to win a lot. And they're going to win a lot, which is all what we want anyway. 888-729-9494. That is how you hop in. We'll come back. Your phone calls. And I need to ask you guys a very, very important question about what right now is the best team in town. And if I'm allowed to do something that I'm considering, it's a big plunge, but I think I'm ready to take it. We'll talk about it on the other side. 888-729-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.